We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. My mind, I'm
gone to Carolina. Oh, what a beautiful way to start the segment. You know, knowing that Ira Winterman is in Carolina. I can only go to Carolina in my mind today, but Ira Winterman is actually there. So we bring in our good friend from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Now, Ira, first, I want to apologize if you caught any portion of that Dolphins game yesterday. I appreciate you being willing to join me today after subjecting your eyes to the horrors.
Well, I got to tell you, I had it in a way not as bad because my retinas didn't get to burn because being in San Antonio for the game, they were instead showing the Cowboys and the Texans game simultaneously. So I was actually just watching the running scoreboard, which it's funny because usually you wouldn't think a scoreboard by itself could be frightening, but it's like, and there's seven more, and there's seven more, and Tannehill just fumbled, and there's seven more. So I guess it's like a solar eclipse. I didn't look directly at the sun, so my corneas and retinas are fine, but I sort of got the full spirit of exactly what went on, and every time that scoreboard rolled up more numbers, I said to myself, ooh, this is going to be a really good talk radio week, and I'm sure it will for you, Dono, and all your friends at the Q.
So if the Dolphins crash back down to Earth, Ira, can this be a Heat town again? Are the Heat equipped? Dwayne Wade's farewell tour, can they take this town back to being a basketball town?
You know what? You take a town back with stars. You take a town back with stories. And right now, we're all still waiting for Jimmy Butler, yes or no. Because that's what'll spark this season. God bless Dwayne Wade, but I wrote about it today at sunsentinel.com. Story's going to be in tomorrow's paper. The way they relied on Dwayne Wade on his 18 minutes in the first half, he has only played yesterday. I mean, he had the highest usage of any Heat player, and God bless him. But this is not NBA championship Dwayne Wade. And this is not someone who's going to win an NBA scoring title. Dono, I got to tell you, on one hand, Dwayne looked very good. On the other hand, I found it almost somewhat worrisome that at this stage of his career in a farewell tour, the players are still deferring to him. Now, granted, a whole bunch of players are out. No Josh Richardson, Wayne Ellington, James Johnson, guys who are more comfortable in their skin. But it was odd. I mean, it was really odd to see that Dwayne Wade outside of Hassan Whiteside was a featured attraction in that game. So I'm still not so sure what the Heat are, although I do think the Whiteside performance was very encouraging.
Ira Winterman, by the way, is powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Let me circle back to Jimmy Butler, Ira. Sure. The last time we spoke, last Wednesday night, you know, it just the way Twitter was buzzing, it seemed like a deal could happen any minute. And here we are 5 days later. We're no closer to it. We might even be farther away from it than we were 5 days ago. So what do you expect is happening on that front at this moment? How high is Minnesota's asking price compared to what Pat Riley is willing to give up?
Yeah, you see, I think it's all a game of liar's poker, and people saying they have other offers that they don't, and the Heat saying that they won't get off their offer, which they will. So I've been calling around to who might be in, who might not is not in right now, and what Minnesota would want. So I'm going to throw one at you, Dono, and you give me the thumbs up or thumbs down from each team, okay?
Okay, sure.
Minnesota sends out Jimmy Butler and the awful contract of Georgie Dang,
okay,
and the Heat send out Josh Richardson and Kelly Olynyk.
I go, no. I mean, two of your young foundational players for Jimmy Butler and an awful contract.
So I think that's what's going on right now. Minnesota is, you know what? We're not playing games for real for another 2 weeks. We have time to wait you out, Miami Heat. And you can look at your team and realize you won't have a star. So when you play the math like that and you say to yourself, okay, Miami Heat, what would you have left after that? Well, you'd thin out center. You'd have Hassan with Bam Adebayo backing him up at the five. You could have James Johnson with Justice Winslow backing him up at the four. You could have Jimmy Butler with, for now, we'll say Derrick Jones Jr. backing him up at the three. You would have Deion Waiters and Dwayne Wade at the two. You'd have Goran Dragic and Tyler Johnson at the one. So you could make an argument that your starting lineup would be better. Mm. You would thin out your big man problem, quote-unquote, about trying to play three centers in today's NBA. And you'd have more of a foundational centerpiece and a more likely all-star than you would with your current team. I think the Bulls are looking at that and selling that on the Heat. You know, like, okay, whoa, Pat, you say you're not going to do that. But why doesn't this work for you? We'll get back to you tomorrow. We'll get back to you the day after. We'll get back to you the day after that. I'm curious if or when Pat Riley relents. And Dono, honestly, maybe he should. Maybe for foundational whale type, even if they're second-tier players, that's what you wind up doing anyway. But to reiterate, because this has gone on so long, the craziest thing to me is this. The fifth year of Jimmy Butler's new contract next summer, likely with the team he's traded to, will be worth more than all of Josh Richardson's 4 years on the extension he's beginning this season. So there are cap implications also. I think that's where we are. Who will budge first?
Well, and I think maybe the most important thing, I would like you to quantify for me, in your opinion, Ira, how good too great is Jimmy Butler at this point in his career? And assuming you don't sell the entire farm to bring him in, is this a guy you can really build around for the future? Or could he be a great second piece, hoping that the top piece is still to come in free agency or another trade?
I think he could be a 1A or 1B. And honestly, when this whole process started, I was like, Jimmy Butler, what did he really ever do with the Bulls? They were 500 2 years ago with Dwayne Wade at 41-41 and just beat out the Heat for the last playoff seed. Last season, he played for the Timberwolves with pretty good players in Karl Anthony Towns and some of the veterans they had. They were a number 8 seed in the West. So is he transformative? No. I don't know if any of the transformative guys are going to come available to the Heat where they stand right now. Would he make the Heat better and possibly position them for a top 4 seed in the East? Yes. Which would be a significant jump for this team right now. Is he a foundational piece for a championship team? Oh, I'm still on the border right there. He's not flashy. He's not a snazzy player. He's not necessarily the long-range shooter that you covet in today's NBA. But I think he can be a piece who can anchor a team of guys who, if they just marginally overachieve, you can be successful with. I mean, I've been thinking all day about that trade possibility, about Richardson and Kelly Olynyk for Deng, obviously, who's just a contract, and for Jimmy. And I honestly, Dono, I started the day when I first spoke to an agent who floated it to me, and I said, absolutely not. And then I said to myself, but you only have X amount of minutes in a game anyway, 240 total. So, yes, I'm taking out Richardson's minutes and Olynyk's minutes, but I'm still not so sure how much Kelly is going to play unless he can play alongside Bam or unless he can play alongside Hassan Whiteside. So I'm going to throw this back to you, Your Honor, with this question.
Mm-hmm.
Would you trade Josh Richardson for Jimmy Butler straight up?
I would, yeah.
Okay, so to me, I think if you get caught in the ancillary parts of deals, you can lose. Pat Riley goes as is saying that the main thing is the main thing. The main thing here is Jimmy Butler making your team better. So I got to tell you, as I go through these days and keep hitting, refresh on my Twitter to see what Woj is telling me is going to happen, I sort of warm up to this, and I think, Dono, that is the crux of the entire matter here. Can the Wolves wear down Pat Riley? Can Tom Thibodeau put a half-court or full-court press on the Heat to the point where they go, okay, maybe they get a little something back from Minnesota. Maybe they get the draft choice or something back if they make that concession. I think that's where it stands now.
And what you bring up really makes me think, Ira, because I think it's worth noting that over the past 12-plus years, Heat fans have been really spoiled. You've been competing for championships and winning championships many of those years, so you kind of feel like any big move that Riley makes should be for a transformative player because you've acquired so many of those during the Pat Riley tenure. So at a certain point, isn't the idea of bringing in a player who makes your team better, shouldn't that be enough, even if it isn't a transformative player? But I think for Heat fans, it's transformative or bust in a lot of cases.
Yeah, I just, you know, watching the game, being out of these preseason games, which I'm not in love with, and I never overstate, but when it sort of hits you when they take the court. I know people had a chance to watch it yesterday on Fox Sports Sun back home after the Dolphins. And I just said to myself, is there anything about this Heat team, if they don't make this deal, that I would say could make this team special? Yes. If Hassan Whiteside goes back to that nobody does it with blocks and triple-doubles like he did a couple of years ago, that could. But should I count on that? So my thought is, I think when someone like this is clearly available, Thibodeau at practice today, he was asked, he said, hey, you said Jimmy Butler would be back after he got over a minor injury. Why isn't he here? So you can tell the Timberwolves are sort of getting to critical mass right now also. I think I would give up a little bit more. Pat Riley's always said, sometimes you have to give up, you know, a dollar more, a nickel more, a penny more, something more than you would for things to be even to get something. He did that when he traded Brian Grant and Caron Butler and Lamar Odom and a first-round pick for Shaq, when some people, I remember down here, was like, whoa, that's pretty steep. But you know what? Yeah. Sometimes you have to give a little more to get something that'll move the needle. Ooh, there's a lot of good cliches.
I love that. That answer was an ultimate soundbite there from Ira Winderman. And also, Ira, something that you touched on briefly, I wanted to ask you more about. You talked about the three-man center rotation with Adebayo, with Olynyk, and with Hassan Whiteside. How, assuming all three of these guys are on the opening night roster, how do you think that rotation plays out throughout the season?
I still don't buy it. And I wrote that in my story and in my blog and my Winderman's take today. It's that, yes, Hassan looked good. And yes, Kelly got 10 shots up. He just was off. And they both worked fine and played together a little. This team has no issue when two of their centers are available. This team, to me, is a huge question mark trying to play all three. And my question was this after the game last night, and I mentioned this in my blog and in my story after the game also, even if Hassan plays like he did yesterday, 20 points and 13 rebounds in the equivalent of about half of a game, does that earn him more time? And the question, Dono, I had was this, can it earn him more time? If he goes out and plays that great in his first 24 minutes of a game, is he guaranteed to play another 14? Or do you simply have to find those minutes for Kelly Olynyk and for Bam Adebayo and for James Johnson? It was easy last night. No James Johnson, no Bam Adebayo. Everybody plays in the power rotation. I need to see if Eric coaches one of these six exhibitions like a real regular season game, what's it going to look like? And I'm still not convinced that if Hassan Whiteside is great, is all-star level, that there's still a nightly chance for him to get 38 minutes a game for this team.
I often say that Ira Winderman is the most well-rounded sports journalist in this market.
Here we go.
I thought you had a damn good tweet about baseball today, Ira. You're telling me Major League Baseball, these guys play 162 regular season games, yet they don't have any internal tiebreakers. They've got to play tie-breaking games before they play in wild card games.
Don,
too much.
I was riveted. To that the Brewers-Cubs game, and Yelich with his laid out when I thought he could break it open, and they survived that game. And all these teams are going to the playoffs anyway, and I understand the wild card game is the worst thing in sports. It's one and done. You know, it's like the NCAA tournament. It's not a playoff series. So I understand why you want to win your division. I get that part of it. But just have a tiebreaker going in. Set the rules ahead of time.
Right.
I think for everything, when you play 162, look, plenty of NBA teams know if you finish with the same record as another team, you lose out on the tiebreaker.
It happened to the Heat a couple years ago.
As I mentioned with Jimmy Butler, they both finished 41-41. The Bulls won the season series 2-1 against the Heat. The Bulls played two home games in that season series. But you know going in what the rules are. So I don't understand with the Rockies and the Dodgers or the Brewers and the Cubs today why they just didn't know end of the regular season. Head-to-head tiebreaker number one, season series, record within your division, since you play, as you know, with the Marlins, a ton of games in your division, and the second tiebreaker, record against other playoff teams who have clinched. If you have to go all the way down to run differential, but look at these teams. Look right now at what happened to the Cubs. I mean, the good thing is they get to stay home. But they played a game today when they had to go through a bunch of pitchers. Now they have to come back and play a one-game wild card again tomorrow. And I understand that's Major League life, but there was no reason for these games. And honestly, even for a wild card tie, which I know means a lot, playoffs or not, use the same tiebreaker system. Use it, not division games, if they're from different divisions. But if you can't solve things in 162 and have won one more game over 162, then you don't deserve to be there anyway. I love the theater I'm watching today. It's a great setup. Full day of sports leading to Monday Night Football.
Yep.
But Major League Baseball is just stupid, isn't it?
Ira, your thoughts on the John Bones Jones reinstatement?
You know, before we get to that, because I know that was coming up, I thought you're going to hit me with, you know everything about sports, so let's talk Panthers and Borgstrom not making the team. Donna, we'll get to Bones Jones. He's been in the green room now for a year and a half. But let me ask you the Borgstrom thing. How surprised were you about that?
Very surprised. Just with the fanfare behind Borgstrom. I'm shocked, yeah. Ira.
I mean, honestly, I know people like, who the heck are they talking about and why are they saying
the
this?
Great Henrik
Borgstrom.
I'll
have to get Plagans on later, but I just was surprised.
Yeah.
It seemed like that was sort of the next big thing coming up also. But I guess it tells you this. If the Panthers can go without him at the start of the season, then there must be some real talent on this roster. And I think even more than the first and second lines that set up so well, it looks like there could be some real depth both on the offensive lines and also on the defense this year to help out Luongo. So maybe this roster is just a little bit better to the point where they can make a move like that also.
So I'm talking about most well-rounded sports journalists. We'll talk John Bones Jones next Monday. Tune in for that. He's Ira Winderman, powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. I don't know why I have problems saying the word accident. Accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Ira, enjoy that preseason basketball tomorrow night.
Oh, and Christian Pulisic back with the U.S. national team. We'll get to
yes.
that next time and Bones Jones. Thanks, Donna.
Oh, I forgot to ask him his pick for Inter PSV in Champions League on Wednesday. We'll have to get to that next week. Well, the game's going to happen on Wednesday. We'll get his recap next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.